It's Coast 93.1. Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Does Kelly follow Martha Stewart's how to be a good guest at a party guidelines?
It's a good thing.
What'd you say, Todd?
Guessing no.
No.
Well, what? Okay, so hold on. What did she say? Give me some of the. Where did you see this, Kel?
Oh, so she was on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, this was this when she that? Revealed the boyfriend?
Sorry, with Andy Cohen, he's like my.
Yeah.
You're into this thing, huh?
Yeah,
I am.
You watch that a lot, right?
Yeah. So
he bugs me. I know that he's really good.
I'm not a big fan either.
He just bugs me because everything is a big deal and everything can't be a big deal. Like okay. Martha Stewart will say something about, you know, I brought these napkins for a friend as a host gift, and you'll be like, you brought napkins?
I'm not going to sit here and listen to this.
He's just everything is too much.
Kelly's going to walk out.
I know.
Okay, so
because I admire what he's done. He's an out gay, you know, TV guy. So I have to admire that, you know, but.
Really, I like him
me.
Because of the Housewives. I love the Housewives.
I know,
he'll
but
always
they'll be like,
bring in a housewife
you
on the show.
You dyed your hair? Oh my God, you got Botox? Do you love Botox?
I'm like not everything sit here is, and listen to this.
But am I wrong?
No, of course you're not wrong.
Thank you.
Again, he's just my ticket to the Housewives.
Right, right, right.
Okay. So he's just my spoon.
Okay, so Martha Stewart told you to do what?
Okay, so I should always bring a hostess gift.
Oh, gift okay. Or like is it does that include like an hors d'oeuvre or a bottle of wine?
I would say a bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine. I mean, okay. So I don't always bring a hostess gift. I do bring a lot of things. I always offer to make something.
Kelly, you've brought duffel bags.
Yeah, I was going to say you brought luggage to my house.
Sure. That one day I brought you all presents. But I don't do it all the time. Now, right. Martha, her go-to.
No, but you never show up empty-handed.
No, I don't ever do that. There was
so that's
one
why I'm
time.
Asking, like,
that's fine.
Yeah, you
then.
Always bring like chips and dip or a veggie plate or whatever. Is that considered a gift?
I would consider it something. There was one time I went to Blake and Tim's and all I brought was two Trulies in my purse. That was
that's
wrong.
Right.
Did they give you the stink eye?
No, because we're close friends.
And I was like, hey, you want one?
If that had been like her first time over, it would have been a little bit different. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, her go-to gift is a dozen eggs from her chicken coop. Is that random?
Okay. Well, that's Martha.
Okay, that's Martha. Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Fresh eggs are awesome.
Are they?
Oh. Yeah.
They are good.
Yeah. We had chickens when I was a kid.
Oh, that's right. I forget about
that. I did not know that about you.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
I didn't, no.
Yeah. Look, see, Todd, you had doves. Well, I had chickens. We're birds of a feather.
locked together.
There's nothing like, I know a couple people who now and then would be like, hey, I have some extra eggs. And I'm like, yes, I'll take them.
Yeah.
Because they last a while in the fridge, first of all.
Yeah. And you know when she brings them in like a basket.
Oh,
with
I'm
like,
sure.
You know, perfect paper underneath.
Right. Ribbon.
Napkins. And
with like recipes on how to cook them.
Wait, okay. So you,
towels.
I don't think you fail on that Martha Stewart guideline about being a good guest, that you bring something.
Okay.
You definitely do.
Except the time at my house when you just brought Trulies for
that
yourself.
That was just once, but that was okay. She says, if people are hanging out at your house too long and you want them to leave, that you just say, oh, I need to go to bed. And that is their cue for them to leave.
Oh, so that's about being a host.
Right, so I don't do that. I just go to bed and let people hang out.
You just Irish goodbye them.
Yeah, even
at
in my own house. Oh, sure.
You just go to bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like unless, you don't even say, hey, guys.
I'm out.
Like you just, all of a sudden you disappear in your own party?
Yeah, usually I'll lie and say, oh, I got to go grab something. But what I'm grabbing something is
your pillow.
Sleep.
Is
your
pillow.
Yeah, I'm going to grab some shut-eye. Yeah, because I don't want them to talk me into staying. But then I don't want the party to end. Like, have fun. You know, just lock
up. Well, Jay's usually there anyway,
Jay's
though, right?
Jay's always up. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not really like, you're not like
that is
leaving
the
people to their own, like to do whatever.
No.
Right. Though I will say, you're the only person I know that Irish goodbyes their own party.
It's the best, you guys. Like literally, I have a blast,
the
and I'm like, good
best.
Night.
And what's that? Is there anything else about
being
a good guest?
Okay. That I should always arrive a tad bit late because the hostess is never really ready.
Well, that's
a good point. I like
that's
that idea.
True,
this is now this
call.
Is my big fail.
It's a great tip.
Oh,
I'm a.
Why
big,
are you the first one there?
Oh yeah,
yeah
and
yeah,
I'm also
how?
Like hours early.
Oh,
I love that you're.
We
that's
had,
like non-maintenance then, right? Because you just get ready easily.
I get ready super fast.
Yeah, but okay. But here's the thing. So she did this to me once. Mm-hmm. Was this the time that you showed up with only Trulies? No, I think you brought more this time.
No, and also, I was
she,
only
she
I only came
over.
Because Tim also said, get over here.
No, I think it was okay. I don't think he said get over here. I think he said, oh, okay.
That's not an endorsing.
When you said
I'm
on my way 3 hours before we were having people over.
Well,
oh, this was probably Halloween.
This was the housewarming thing. No, it was
the housewarming. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I can offer to help pick up. I can offer to help drink cocktails.
No.
You guys literally came out
offer
still
to help
getting
drink
dressed.
Cocktails. Yeah. Wow,
we
that's
were
really
like
helpful.
In the shower and we were like, oh, Kelly's here. Quick dry off.
Yeah. They came out like putting their pants on.
Yeah.
That's.
But I was
weird.
Like, hey, guys. Yeah. You know, it's just, I feel like it's a nice thing for me to do. Here I am.
No, it's
to help.
Not.
To show up early?
No, don't do that. Don't be the early person.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
You don't want to.
It's definitely wrong. I've heard this over the past few weeks.
Oh, really?
Why, you just get tipped off to this?
Well, I'm just reading different articles about it and I'm like, oof. I'm that person, so I'm gonna start to be a tad bit late,
fashionably late,
like 3 seconds.
Yeah,
late.
Maybe 3 minutes.
Party starts at 6. See at 6:03.
Yeah,
I'll just wait in the driveway.
If you want to learn to be fashionably late, you know who can show you? This guy right here.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm almost out of fashion late.
Oh my God.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.